This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Hi, you're listening to Ben, Tom and Bram. Even though Bram is absent for the opening of this podcast, however,
he's here in spirit.
He is, but you will hear him later on throughout the podcast program as well. So Tom, in this show that people are about to listen to, yes, we delved into quite a few things, including this idea of Bram being in the quiz hot seat.
We did.
And how do you think he went?
Well, I think, to not spoil it, I think he is left in a state of some kind. Not a state physically, but a state emotionally.
A state that may have forced him not to join us to record
possibly,
the intro of the podcast.
Possibly. Hopefully, it's only temporary.
Yeah, look, I hope so too. Tom, what was some highlights of the show for you?
Well, Ben, we had the nervous interview with my girlfriend.
Yeah, can we delve into that for a second? Why were you so nervous about it?
Well, see, the story goes is that Ben hasn't met my girlfriend yet, but Jess knows of Ben through radio and through his YouTube series documentary. So it's this quite interesting picture she's made.
I forgot that she had seen that.
Yeah, so yeah. She thinks you're this kind of celebrity and associates you with this kind of calm, soothing radio voice. So we decided, or you decided, that it was high time that you guys chatted it out. And I think I was nervous for her because she was nervous about it, because she was nervous about being on live radio for the whole country to hear.
You know, I can understand that. I think if you're an outsider to the radio world, it would be a little bit nerve-wracking, especially when you know we're live. I should have kept saying that. We're live!
It would have probably, I don't know, but it was quite funny. I had a bit of a chortle and she did too. So
yeah, yeah.
Well, it was good fun.
You know, I think it worked out okay. It was good.
What was the highlight for you, Ben?
Look, there was plenty of bits and pieces I enjoyed. I actually liked the improvisation games we played on the air. We kind of went around with everyone. We got involved.
We're going to keep that going, aren't
we? I hope so. We got our producer, Blake, involved as well, which any time we can get Blake on the air is fine by me. I always enjoy his voice.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, he kind of just looks at me from the side and either nods or tells me that I might have miscued something. But
it happens to the best of us. Yeah. I probably had a good miscue here and there, and I digress from time to time.
Yeah, but you know, these things happen, and we just roll with it.
And a big moment we had in the studio, they kind of went on for a little bit. Ben had a try of a scarf. Ben, how was the experience?
Look, I felt very odd wearing a scarf. It's like anything when you're not used to wearing like an accessory or something extra. It's like if I got an earring, it would just annoy me because I'm just not used to having that feeling. I kind of felt the same with the scarf, and I did on the radio program. Harken back to when I used to wear ties and so forth, and that was, you know, it just took me back a bit.
There's a photo of Ben wearing a scarf on social media, so there is proof and evidence that it did happen, and it happened here first.
Yeah, I feel like I got shortchanged, though. That scarf was so tiny.
Well, maybe I should bring an extra big one next week.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. Like one that I can even, like, wrap around my feet. I'll probably like trip over it, and
we can
there'll be blood all over
you
the
up
studio.
And then roll you down the hill.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be great fun.
I think it'd be maybe worth a bit of a look at, perhaps. Realistically, where would you like to see the show go next week?
Well, Ben, we always have to look towards the future. We can't look back with the past. The past is good; it's a great thing.
Yeah,
but looking towards the future, who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, look, anything can happen on Get Serial Tuesdays.
And the best part is when things happen in the moment. And I think the three of us, and Blake and April as well, we're all very quick-witted. And I think we're on the straight and the narrow with each other,
now,
which is always good.
Now, there's a bit of a rumour going around the Sin Get Serial cohorts throughout all the days that there could be a bit of a swap. It's almost like wife swap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to your bar.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to Monday mornings.
No, love, you can't go. Who's going to cook the dishes?
Oh, you'll think of something. Your thoughts, Tom, if you were to get traded? It's like the AFL trade season happening
at Sin at the moment. I'm going to digress for a little bit and say there was an audio series in the Big Finish Doctor Who range called The Locum Doctors, and each doctor has a specific companion they kind of travel with, but what they did for three stories is they swapped around all the doctors and companions. I don't know, for me it kind of feels like that, but anyway.
you've been doing so well.
I have been doing well, and for so many years I've got a secret checklist going for every time I don't make a Doctor Who reference.
Yeah, look, it's been a bit of a joke over the years that I always got a little annoyed by how much you'd bring it up. But you were doing so well the last few weeks, but I feel like it's crept in a little bit strong here.
It has.
Today.
I feel like, though, I am a people person, and I get so much synergy from creatively collaborating and working with people, or even talking to people. So I feel like in any situation I'm thrown in, I'm going to give it a sizzling red-hot go. So whether that's myself or Bram or you, Ben, we're going to have a lot of fun.
So is it official to say Tom has his hand up possibly for a trade?
Both my hands and feet are up. That kind of looks funny because I'd be on the ground, probably on my back doing that.
Yes,
kind
of like it wouldn't
a dog
quite work.
Playing
yeah.
dead or something. Yeah, so, yeah. Yep, I am available. So other Get Serial hosts, look out.
I'm going to stick to Tuesdays simply because I've blocked this day out that I have off each week. And I'm not going to mess with it. Why mess with a good thing?
Don't mess with the system.
Yeah, but, you know, it would be interesting to change up the dynamic a little bit. There could be chemistry. There couldn't be chemistry. We don't know. We'll find out.
And it feels like the year is slowly passing by. We started this season of Get Serial in July.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
And we're now almost out of the end of August.
It's crazy.
It feels totally bizarre. Ben, what is something that you're looking forward to at the end of this month?
Look, there's always things to look forward to. I can tell you what I'm looking forward to next month. Now, I feel like come the 15th, we may or may not be still doing the show. I think we are.
Yeah.
I think it goes till late October, early October. I'm actually going to see a band called Tesseract in Melbourne.
Oh, so cool.
But for the first time ever, I decided, stuff it. I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to see them in Sydney as well.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to go to two shows. So that I'll be there.
They'd
over
love
the
that as well.
Yeah, it'll be good fun. Hopefully I can meet the band or something and say g'day. That'd be cool. They're from England.
That's awesome.
Which may make Tom think of something else that he loves that's English, but we don't know.
Tea.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
That'll do. It wasn't quite what I was referring to, but that's okay. Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be a fantastic experience, but you know what I dislike when things that you love always seem to come at the same time. Like, I'm a little excited for that new Tomb Raider game.
And I love Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's out the same weekend as I go to Sydney.
Speaking of Tomb Raider, what did you think of the movie?
Yeah, I did see it. What's the girl who plays Lara now? I've gone Alicia Vikander.
Right.
I'm glad you knew. And her Swedish voice. Which always catches me off guard for whatever reason. But look, it was okay. For a video game movie, the first 50 minutes, I was like, this is actually pretty decent viewing. And then it got very generic the second half. And it just wasn't as interesting. But visually, it was nice. And there was plenty going on.
It's funny when you think about movies that spawn from franchises. And I think the one that kind of comes to my mind immediately, it's good to hear that Tomb Raider was kind of on par good. But the first one that comes to mind for me is the classic 90s Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's definitely old school.
It has a weird kind of soft spot in my heart, but I really like it.
Yeah, the one thing that it seems to be in the film industry is that video game adaption movies can just never, ever hit the mark. It doesn't matter what franchise they try to rip off, it always falls flat.
The thing I love about that movie particularly, though, is that it's so different from the game. It just kind of went on its own little tangent, and I felt like I could accept that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Nintendo just said, hey, write whatever you want, put it in a film, as long as it's out by this due date. You know, it's interesting, Tom. I recall chatting to a gentleman that worked at JB Hi-Fi, and he was getting a little irked by Nintendo and just some of their recent decisions in terms of the online play and how they release a console. And he just looked at me. He goes, "Nintendo is still doing business like it's 1999. And I laughed myself silly. So, yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that.
I love little comments like that. I've got a question for you, Ben.
Please.
What is something we look back on the show, and we're looking forward to the show as well in the rest of the season, what we have left, but what is something that you feel is something that you look back on over the last weeks of the show that we've done since the beginning to now, something you look back on that you either really love or makes you really chuckle?
Okay. Yeah, I got a few. I absolutely loved, and I was a little annoyed when I planned this, but a few weeks back we had a segment regarding things that scared us as a kid. Now, this segment appeared in the first 10-15 minutes of the program at 6 o'clock, and it was just a great time. Like, you revealed that you were scared of the rocket clock from play school.
It's funny because as we were doing the quiz today, Blake had a countdown video playing the sound.
I noticed that.
And it looked a little bit like a clock, and I was thinking, it's coming back.
Yeah, that's right. It's back. Yeah, that was a highlight. Even today, the interview with Jess, I think, was just something a bit different.
It was.
And you know, I always love just getting people on the air, and you never know what can happen. And I always love that sense of excitement.
I always love it when we have a high volume of content because it's so hard to pick what was the highlight of that show. And you look back on it and go, that was fun. And I think listeners at home and on the drive or wherever you may be, in the bath maybe, we want to know that you're having a good time with us as well. So please hit us up on social media if you have anything you'd love us to include on the show. Our ears are open and we're bright and bushy-tailed.
And I always like expecting the unexpected. There's been different topics that have been planned to talk on in the program that you think, that'll be all right. Sometimes it's awesome. And then other ones you think are going to be killer don't always work out. So it's always, it's just that live energy. You never quite know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So without further ado, that'll do us for the intro of the podcast. It's Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram, and here is the show, in case you missed out on it, from the week.
Get your cereal ready, Ben.
I'm telling you, it's ready.
Oh.
Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes, here we go.
Let's eat up.
Top of the morning. Hello, you're joining us here for Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you going?
Oh, Tom, ever so well. We've got plenty to discuss, especially in the first hour on the program.
Oh, splendid.
I'm going to have a chat with your girlfriend, Tom.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you weren't aware of this? Well, I ran it by the producer.
I didn't read the memo.
Well, essentially, I came to the conclusion that you've been with her for a while and I've never even spoken to her. So I think it's only fair that we're going to turn your mic off and it's just going to be me and her having a nice friendly chat.
You guys are friends on Facebook. You should have initiated this before now.
We should have, but there is a first for everything. Also, throughout the first hour, what is something that we must achieve in our life and we're yet to do so, and something we never thought we'd enjoy? It's going to be interesting. There's plenty to come. Bram, your thoughts on this very early morning?
This is actually the most energized that I've felt
Excellent.
This early, which is weird because I haven't had any coffee. I think it's just, I've just had breakfast.
Well, we're going to keep the energy going here. Yeah. And Clara, Genevieve, it's Greg's Discount Chemist. It's all about Big Sound this week on Get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land upon which the House of Sin and Studio stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the land our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Rise and shine, it's party time. Eat your breakfast and you'll be fine. You're joining us here on Get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Couldn't help myself. Channeling
Ben.
A little bit of Kero Benito there. Otherwise, it's all about the Big Sound Conference that's happening in Brisbane. There's also a festival to go along with it. And this playlist for the 3 hours that we've got on the program here today is nothing but Big Sound. Tom, are you pumped about that?
I'm so pumped that the blood is pumping through my veins and you can see them pumping. Or that's maybe just the coffee that I've had this morning.
Yeah, it's starting to hit you, I think. Yeah, no, that's fine.
You should probably see a doctor about that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think it's a clinical problem.
Those tracks that we just played for you, Mookie and Billy Fox, it's all about foul play, and that was a Sydney artist there. And Olympia, Melbourne's own, with the track tourists as well.
If you're listening, Olympia, hello.
Thank you, Tom. I don't know if that segment would have been made without you saying that. Anyway, an underrated piece of work. It's on my mind. What's something that's just a little bit out there that people probably don't praise enough?
I think I am a little bit of a diehard when it comes to classic TV, and I think you are as well, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
But particularly British. And I'll just quickly mention two shows, but there's one I really want to talk about. I think The Prisoner with Patrick McGoohan is a very underrated show. Only went for two seasons, but it's kind of like Doctor Who meets James Bond in a TV show. One of the first shows in colour, just very vivid, very out there. The Simpsons did like their own take on it for an episode with the whole Mr. X episode and he goes to the village. Yeah. So yeah, that's the premise for The Prisoner. So is this guy in a village and he has no idea who he is.
I think I'm just more impressed it took 20 minutes for you to mention Doctor Who.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's a record.
I think I haven't mentioned it at all in the last couple of shows.
No,
so.
I know. I'm just getting on top of you there.
Bram, no worries.
Bram, an underrated piece of work.
Okay, so continuing on with the theme of British TV, I don't know whether or not this show is underrated, but I was watching it last night and telling my housemates about it, and they were all like, What's that? So I just feel the need to actually talk about it now. There's this show called Penny Dreadful, and it's
I've heard of it.
It's really cool. It's you've got these you've got all these various like characters from like classical literature, like Dorian Gray and Frankenstein,
and it
like explores all of their origin stories in the context of like the darker corners of Victorian London.
Right.
It's just a really cool, like really dark show, and I'm just a massive fan. Tom?
See, I'm a massive fan of that kind of genre, so I reckon that's something I could really get into.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, nothing but the best. There's some hidden gems here. This one's probably a little bit more popular, especially in Melbourne, but I still feel like Lane on Woodley, the TV series, I feel like it doesn't get enough hype. Like, there's probably people in the studio right now, I mean, there's hundreds of us, that might not have seen it. And that's a bit of a worry to me. And also, I have to shout out the North Carolina hard rock band, He Is Legend. I spoke about them on the first week of the program. I feel like they are insanely underrated. Their albums get a lot of critical acclaim only by the small amount of people who have heard them.
It's funny that you mentioned Lane on Woodley because you got me the DVD a little while ago, and
yeah,
it was
did.
A really good excuse to watch it all from start to finish, and I just reflected back, what a great show this is. I was introduced to a show, I think about 2 years ago, and the way they introduced it was, Tom, this is a TV show about you. I'm not telling you anything about it. Just watch it. So I went, okay, I'm not too sure what to expect, but they were exactly right. This show is on Netflix. It's called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, but it's basically a guy who thinks he's like Sherlock Holmes, but he's terrible. It's set in modern times. It's set in America. It's got Elijah Wood as the kind of Watson-esque character, but it's a really fun ride. It's zany as anything, but it's a lot of fun. And if you want a good short two-season show, it's something that I wouldn't praise high enough.
Wow. So you think it's fantastic. Now, I heard, didn't that get cancelled?
It did, because not enough people knew about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was underrated.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I'd almost like it much more than Doctor Who, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's two references this morning.
It is.
We're doing well.
Yeah.
Stateside Neon here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram, talented group from Brisbane.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Good morning, Youth of Melbourne. Those three tracks were Stateside with Neon, and they're from Brisbane. Melbourne's own Two People, I'm Tied to You, and Sydney's Arteries, Conversation Killer.
If that Arteries song didn't get you absolutely energetic, I don't know what will.
Oh, my arteries were pumping.
Now, these three artists, along with all of the artists that we're playing on today's show, will be performing at Big Sound in Brisbane. So, make sure to check out their page. And if you're up in Brisbane, check them out. What's something that you never thought you would enjoy, Ben?
I never thought I would enjoy watching American football, NFL. To me,
I thought you meant like the band.
No, they're great. Yeah. They're an awesome band from the 90s. It's just more a matter of, you know, it's a less exciting version of football. It's just tackling. At least that's what I thought. But now I only watch one game a year, but I do watch the Super Bowl every year. And I may or may not have been dancing around when Justin Timberlake did his halftime show as well. But no, it's a spectacle. It's a bit of fun. And honestly, I just didn't think that I would have enjoyed it. Bram.
Okay, so there are like certain kinds of music that I never thought I would ever be into. I guess sort of stuff that's more on the heavier side, which is weird because I'm into like sort of industrial music. But I feel like for me, all it took for me was actually just seeing it live. I saw quite a few like sort of sludge metal shows live, and yeah, it
just clicked.
I feel like for me, it was more the experience of being there and actually seeing like a theatrics as well as just the music.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about seeing artists live, and sometimes like there are bands that I go and see live that I never listen to on record.
Mm.
The energy's just completely different, and there's just something about the performance. And I think that's probably what's happened with you. You've just heard the music on record, and you've thought to yourself, oh, "That's all right," but live, it's a completely different ballgame.
There's two things that instantly come to mind for me. One harkens back to when I was very young. I used to be very averse against Harry Potter. Before the first movie came out, I was aware of the books and I was being told, oh, you should give it a go. And I was kind of like, nah, it's not my cup. I don't want any of this hodgepodge. But the first film came out and I thought, this is amazing. Why didn't I jump on this sooner? And I think another thing that's come up for me in more recent times is spoken word poetry.
The actual performance
part of it. I got invited to do some spoken word at the 1812 Theatre last year. And I really enjoyed the creative process behind it and the thought that goes into it. And I got to see other poets and actors do some spoken word as well. And now I have a really strong appreciation for people who write and perform spoken word.
Can you tell a poet in a crowd of people? Does a poet have a certain look? Like
they're quite charismatic, but at the same time, anybody can be a poet. Listeners out there, if you want to write and express yourself, go do that. Don't let anything stop you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. I reckon writers come in many, many forms. It's not just one stereotype. There are so many diverse writers out there that if they all looked the same, then we'd all have the same novel.
Yeah, or the same. Wouldn't be very creative whatsoever otherwise.
No, but it's great that we have such a great pool of writers, particularly in Australia.
Yeah, it's one of those things where sometimes I feel there is a bit of a generalisation with fans or people who do a certain type of job. But, you know, poets, I always wondered, well, hang on, do they have a certain look to them?
And it was one of those times where I just realised I was a poet and I didn't know it.
You know, I thought they'd have, like, one of those beatnik poet beards or something. That's what I was
imagining. Maybe I have to grow one of those and go live in a clock tower or something.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, well, you definitely come back more creative or arguably a little bit more insane.
A bit of both.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
They're sort of hand in hand.
They are. If there is a song title that I think gets thrown around more than one can imagine, it's Wish You Were Here. We're going to play a bit of Wish You Were Here right now. It's Charlie Collins all the way from Sydney. It's part of the Big Sound Showcase we've got happening on the show. Get cereal. Let's get that cereal ready, Tom.
Woo!
Scene 90.7.
Oh, my goodness. We are back. You're joining us here on Get Cereal, Tuesdays, rather, with Ben, Tom and Bram.
Hello.
Hello. Plenty of songs. We are showcasing Big Sound here this week throughout the program. And some tracks by Charlie Collins. Wish You Were Here. She's from Sydney, New South Wales, and Cable Ties as well. Tell them where to go. From Coburg, Melbourne.
Now, fellas, we've got a really exciting game that we're going to play in the studio. It's called Don't Get Me Started.
Hang on. Don't try to hide from this. That's not the game we're playing.
No.
See, you never stop talking about your girlfriend, Jess, and it's come to fruition that I've never even met this person, and it's been a few months now, so I figure we're going to call her. Now, what are your what's your take on this?
I think the most important thing is
So there we are. Sorry, Tom, I didn't tell you we've actually cut your mic off because I don't really want you interrupting this one-on-one meeting. I've kind of gone the great lengths, but let's see if we can get Jess on the phone. We'll have a bit of a chat with her right now. Yeah. Jess, welcome to Get Cereal Tuesdays. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
Oh, I'm going good, very well. We're good. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
Tom is laughing his head off in the corner. I'm not sure if he's nervous or he's excited or what's going on.
Oh, you'll love that.
So I guess I've got a few questions to ask, but my first would be, does this count as saying I've met Jess, or is this more of a situation of, oh, we met on the phone?
I think this counts. I think this definitely counts. It's been more than a few months, so.
It counts,
hi, it's nice
yes.
to meet you.
Nice.
Excellent. Yes, yes, it's lovely to meet you as well. So, Tom, he's been on Sin 90.7 now for quite a number of weeks, and I'm sure you've been listening through. Does this change your opinion on Tom at all?
I had no idea that Tom could be so cheery at 6 a.m. in the morning. I didn't know anyone could be that cheery at 6 a.m. in the morning, so I think that's something I'll have to hold over him for a while.
Well, I always wonder whether it's that coffee he has in the morning, or you had a cheeky can of Mother once, I think, did you mention, whether he wants people knowing that or not. That's questionable. But
I feel like I did clock Tom as the just perennially cheery type. Yeah.
Yeah, the really weird thing is I find that Tom is more crazy at 6 o'clock than he is at 8. So I don't know what's going on there. So, Jess, I know that your parents have met Tom. And overall, what was their thoughts on him? Who is this man and what's he doing?
Well, my mom loved him to pieces. Like, I think she's Get Cereal's number one fan.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Awesome.
Like, she thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread. But my dad, however, is quite upset I'm not dating an Austrian ski instructor. My dad's a diehard skier.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Suggesting the idea of Tom was kind of like, oh, I'm seeing this boy. And my dad was so confused at the idea that Tom didn't even know how to ski or snowboard. So
and he's not even Austrian.
I'll be honest, I'll pass that question to Bram. But Bram, do you know anyone your age, some of your friends that ski? I don't know anyone.
I was going to say, before that, it sounds like we need to get a photo with Jess's mum.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we'll bring her in. She can join us on the air and so forth.
Yeah.
I
do have a few friends at ski. I've actually got a few who do this cross-country skiing camp every year or so. And I feel like that's a testament to how much they enjoy skiing. They go beyond downhill skiing and actually do cross country stuff, which would kill me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. They do exist.
But, yeah, they exist.
Tom just
They're real.
Ain't one of them. So now we're gonna get a little bit more personal here. Tom, how you doing? Oh yeah, that's right. Your mic's off. Good. Jess, I have to ask, what's Tom's best trait?
Best trait, definitely. He's got this quick wit, where he just comes out with this weird one-liner every time, we try and have a serious conversation. The first time we met, I think, and it's just been constant banter since then.
Oh, perfect. Never a dull moment, I imagine.
Never a dull moment.
All right. And finally, Tom's most annoying trait. What's something that he needs to brush up on?
There's nothing really annoying. However, I do worry that he sings Britney Spears on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I think we all worried when he did that one. But, he pulled through, even if the timing may have been slightly off.
Yeah. He did pull through. And the singing afterwards, you and Bram were fantastic as well. So good job there, boys.
And while we've got you on the line, who won the singing contest, in your opinion?
Putting her on the spot.
Yep.
Everyone did fantastic. Everyone had good qualities. This is poor April. Poor April had to pick.
I know.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it's a bit of a three-way tie there. That was pretty good.
Oh, we're all winners here.
That was what we thought as well. So, yeah.
we're all winners here on Get Serial Tuesdays. Jess, lovely to meet you, and we'll have to meet in person properly. And
absolutely.
I won't terrify you by asking you questions over live radio next time we meet. So that'll be good too. A big track coming up, Genesis Owusu, A Woman, A Man. It's all part of the Big Sound conference that we've got happening as well. We're coming up with the news at 7, not far away, and you're joining us here on Get Serial Tuesdays. Ben, Tom and Bram in the morning. Here we go.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Top of the morning, youth of Melbourne. You're listening to Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. We have just clocked our first hour, and we talked about a few things. We talked about what we wanted to achieve in life, underrated pieces of work, something we never thought we'd enjoy, and we also talked to Tom's girlfriend over the phone.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Without him there at all.
She was too.
Yeah.
Jess, I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah. Sorry if we've scared you off. But no, we've got another pretty good hour lined up, so we're going to be talking about what Tom last night, and we're also going to be talking about a good idea that turned sour quickly. If you've got anything that you want to tell us about, make sure to hit us up on social media. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, all under the handle Get Serial. Tom?
And we mentioned on the Facebook, I don't know why I say the Facebook, but we mentioned on Facebook this morning.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a weird dream as well, we'd love to hear about it. So on that sneaky picky that we posted, tell us the weirdest dream that you've had. And if there's any on there, we'll read them out as long as they're appropriate on Eon Radio.
And it's also worth mentioning, coming up just after this track, Tom's going to mention his review of the Innes Lloyd performance that he saw. Tom? It was good fun, was it?
It was a hoot of a time.
Excellent. And speaking of a hoot of a time, Hobson Bay, they're from Melbourne. They're playing at Big Sound. Yes!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Coast Guard, Surf One. Get Serial Tuesdays. Ben, Tom and Bram. Sin, 90.7.
You're listening to Get Serial 90.7. That was Yuyi Allen, Peaches, and the first one before that was Hobson's Bay, Coast Guard, Surf Juan. Now, fellas, Bram, Ben, I went to go see Innes Lloyd last week. We had both sides of Innes Lloyd, Rob Lloyd and David Innes, on the show last week, and we interviewed them about Innes Lloyd, their comedy duo improv group, and we had a cracking good time with them as well. And their show was really, really good.
Oh,
it was at the Butterfly Club, which is a great venue in Melbourne. I went on there Friday night, and it was really awesome to see two gentlemen who have just such a great onstage chemistry battle it out with a bunch of theatre games and theatre sports.
And last week on the program, they were both pleading their case as to why we should pick one or the other. Tom, who won?
On the night that I went, Rob Lloyd won.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But I think he did a very good job. He had to do a dramatic reading of Knees by Spike Milligan, as well as other things. And there was a few surprise cameos by people like Matthew Hadgraft and Caitlin Yolland there as well. So it was a really good time. Everyone was laughing. And the audience interaction is great. They're really personal with the audience and really get involved. And there was a little bit of everything. They had the Mighty Little Puppet Show appearing. They had music. They had songs. They had... and they had suggestions from the audience, improvised all, and it's a great skill that you can tell that both of them have been trialing and really utilizing for a very long time.
So they were laughing, crying, and dancing all in the one show?
Absolutely.
Wow, geez, sounds like a fun time. Now, do we want to get into this on the air? Or no, I'm bringing it up. Okay.
Sure, okay.
So you and I were hanging out after the show yesterday. And
last week, not yesterday.
It wasn't yesterday, was it? It was last week.
Last Tuesday.
I'm glad you picked me up on that. And I felt completely betrayed because I thought we were going to head home on the same train and we'd have a lovely chat and discuss the program. And you got this look in your eye when you looked at the cinema and you saw that Thomas and Friends was playing, and I got stood up for you to see Thomas and Friends for the second time. You'd already seen it.
Look, I feel like when you're a diehard of anything, you need to form a good opinion on what you view. Mm. And I feel like this is a bold statement. I think for the last 5 years, we've had solid, solid Thomas specials each year. They've gone from 60 minutes to an hour and a half. But I really enjoyed this year. This year was great fun.
I just felt completely betrayed. I hadn't been this shocked since my mother told me that we had Crunchy Nut cornflakes in the cupboard, and then I opened it up and it wasn't there.
I think I got to confess, I got to plead my case very Please. Quickly. So I thought this was fantastic. I thought it was anything a Thomas fan could ask for. Now, I got to allude to the climate of the older fandom here. We were quaking in our boots, worried about this change of agenda with the new format for season 22. We no longer have the famous narrator in the story. So that was a big change. But the Thomas universe has gotten slightly a bit bigger. It's not stuck on the island of Sodor anymore. It's now globally, like Thomas can go across the whole world. And we were all a little bit worried by this idea, but I went in with a grain of salt and kind of went, I'm going to see what this is all about. And I think they handled it really well. I think the writers, Andrew Brenner, he's worked for Marvel, and he was totally in his A game. Whilst he had the influences of corporate companies saying you need to include this, this, and this to make the kids impressed, he included all the classic references that all the older fans could enjoy.
So, with all that in mind, Bram, I guess the question I pose to you is, have you ever ditched one of your mates to see a G-rated film?
I actually can't say that I have. Well, not yet. Yeah, I just gotta wait for the right time to come.
For those who have no idea what's going on,
I don't think any of us do.
No, it's...
It is pretty early.
It's 7:16 in the
morning. Are we all delirious?
We're probably. Yeah. I don't know. I've been delirious my whole life. But a couple of weeks ago, we previewed one of the songs from the movie Big World, Big Adventures on the Radio. And this is the movie that I went to go see in question. The premise was that an Aussie race car with the voice of... the actor's name doesn't come to mind. But he comes to the island of Sodor. He's going around the world doing, not the Grand Prix, but he's doing five rallies around the world on five different continents.
Right.
Mm. And Thomas is this aspirational character. He goes, I can do anything, but everyone squashes him down and says, nah, this is your job. This is you're packing shelves. You're going to go do here and finish your job from 9 to 5.
So overall.
And so Thomas is like, nah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to travel the world. And he does it in a very realistic fashion. And you got to see realistic elements of each part of the world. And it felt good enough that it could satisfy me.
Nothing matters, Tom. Nothing matters more than you seeing this film for a second time. And nothing also
like
matters.
It was good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And Nothing Matters by Nadine here. She's from Sydney. She's on Big Sound. Can you see the theme happening?
I do.
Yeah.
Perfect. Get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Bring it home. Here we go.
Ooh, yum. So those two tracks were Nadine
Brilliant.
With Love Nothing it. Matters. And she's from Sydney. And we also had Brisbane's own Pink Matter with Quicksand. Here on Sin 90.7, get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Did you know that 2 in 5 people in this studio are currently wearing scarves, Tom?
Yes, I think your scarf is looking immaculate today. I'm not doing great in my scarf game today, but
it's looking
I've got
a
scarf
depleted there. It's not very big, that scarf.
It's a small one that I normally wear on a day where I wouldn't need like a big one.
Yeah.
And it's nice and compact
as
well.
Yeah. When did this happen? I closed my eyes for 5 seconds. All of a sudden, we've got scarves on in half the studio.
Well, Ben, have you ever worn scarves before?
No, I don't.
Then you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I just
it's
don't
a scarf
think it
thing. You
me.
Wouldn't understand.
Yeah, okay. There's like a scarf brotherhood, is there?
Yeah, scarves are easily the most underrated item of clothing.
I feel so. Yeah, at the same time, they make such an impression.
Yeah. So when I was down in Hobart a couple of months ago, like obviously there's this impression that Hobart is absolutely freezing. It actually isn't. It's only like a couple degrees colder than Melbourne. I had this like really long scarf that I brought. Like, well, I didn't bring it down there. Like a friend sort of let me borrow it, and I would like sort of wear it on my face, and it was just the best thing. My face was so warm, and it was great.
I gotta throw in another Doctor Who reference, but one of the best gifts I've ever been given, and it was just there was no occasion, but. I was talking to my grandma on the phone one day, and she's a massive Doctor Who fan as well. She saw the very first episode with William Hartnell, but she's watched Doctor Who all her life, and she says, there's a bag next to the chair that you're sitting in right now. Open it up. And I open it up, and my eyes just beam with wonder. There's this Tom Baker scarf that she's knitted, this 4 meter long beast.
Whoa.
Which is like one of the greatest things I own.
And that scarf is pretty much all the colours of the rainbow, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So was that the moment where you said, from now on, I'm going to be a scarf guy?
Oh, I knew I was a scarf person for ages, but yeah.
You just sensed it. You felt it.
I did.
Let us know on social media, do you wear scarves? Do you like them?
But I think, Ben, we need to try and get you into this as well.
Maybe. I'm not completely against the idea. Well, it's time for the news headlines with April.
It's not time for the news headlines of April, but it will be very, very soon.
Ever so shortly.
We're going to a track next. Lin Ying from Singapore, Tall Order. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Ben, Tom and Bram. Get Cereal Tuesdays.
Thank you, April. Now, I got a little bit excited there. I actually credited the next song we're about to play. The song that was just played then was Lin Ying, Tall Order. But, April, I've got a question for you. Was there ever a time where you were so excited that you just rushed ahead?
Rushed ahead.
Just
to do...
Just something. You just got flustered with excitement and you weren't thinking about what you're doing and you ended up in a scrape like I did.
Look, I'm sure it happens to everyone. It happens to me a lot. But when I think of excitement, I actually think of my dog. Because I get home, she's so excited to see me. Or I'm actually probably lower down on her priorities. Higher up would be my dad, my mom, the people who give her food. And she just goes crazy.
Yeah, I can definitely agree. I've got two dogs at home as well, and they get so excited when they see me and we talk about each other's day, so I can understand the excitement.
Well, you mentioned, Tom, that when one of your dogs or your family leaves the house or something, one of your dogs has a bit of a panic attack. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was eating breakfast with Sasha yesterday, one of my dogs, because she gets quite nervous. So we're just talking, saying it's going to be okay. She's like, okay, Tom, I think I've got this. So when I left the house, I said, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I've got my bed. I'm all good to go. So I think she's getting better.
And with the name Sasha, can we have this debate now? Is it Sasha or is it Sasha? And is one pronunciation or the other mean it's a girl or a boy?
I'm not too sure. It's funny because her name was originally Sash, and I just dropped the A on the end because it rolled off the tongue nicer, and it's just stuck since.
Mm.
That was what it was. And we're about to hear Keelan Mack. What a lucky young artist this is. He's been read out twice on the program this morning, but this time we are going to play him, and it's all about Weigh You Down. He's from Newmarket, Queensland. Get Cereal Tuesdays, Ben, Tom and Bram. Let's get that cereal ready. Tom, are you pumped?
I'm pumped.
I'm glad. Sin 90.7 gets here on Tuesdays. Ben, Tom and Bram.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Get Cereal 90.7. That was Keelan Mack, Weigh You Down. And we're not weighing down your morning. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Yes, sirree. We are lifting you up high as a kite because this morning it's been a bonanza. We've had lots of things. We've had the Big Sound playlist. You can go to the Big Sound Conference and Festival in Brisbane. And we've got the tunes pumping all day. We're pumping up the volume here at Sin 90.7.
Yeah, it would be well worth the trip, wouldn't it? To get on the plane, head down to Brisbane and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
So much music, and it's all good. I haven't heard a track I'm yet to dislike.
Every track this morning has been immaculate in the sense that it's been so different from the one before it and so on back through the history of this show. Now, fellas, I've got something I really want to throw to you.
Please.
I'm going to throw this in the ball court. Yeah. I'm throwing it in the basketball hoop. Score for me.
Swish.
What was a good idea that turned sour very quickly? Ben.
Yeah, oh, thanks for choosing me. You know, I felt like we were in school then, the hand was up. I got something to say. Anyway.
excited.
When I bought a whole packet of Warheads and thought it'd be an awesome idea to put them all in my mouth
at
once.
God.
That was really sour. That idea turned sour very quickly.
Literally.
You know, I've done that as well.
Oh, it's a good feeling, isn't it?
Remember when Warheads were like 5 cents the canteen?
Yeah, I remember. And then they jacked them up to about 20 cents each.
And then you put them in your mouth and then like they made your mouth dissolve a bit.
That's right. And you get weird colours with your tongue. Yeah. And it was all just very bizarre and weird.
It's like something out of Willy Wonka. Bram, do you have...
I do actually. So I meal prepped for the first time last week, and...
It's always a big task.
Oh, it's a big task, and realized that our fridge is way too small for, like, the amount that I cooked.
Oh.
So, now our freezer is just completely full of this food that I'm going to have to eat, and it's just, like, the same thing, and there are currently 8 containers worth of it in my freezer.
But... eating stuff isn't all that bad.
Oh, it's not all that bad, but it's just like it's the same thing over and over again as well.
Speaking of sour, I've got a crackerjack of a story. Let's harken back to those school years when we were going to the canteen. I was in grade 5. Ben knows his story. But a school friend convinced me that it was a cracking idea that I should sniff Whiz Fizz. I was so naive at this point. I didn't see beyond that the fact that it was Whiz Fizz and that it was just a joke. And this isn't a term out there for other things. This is Whiz Fizz. So they said, Tom, sniff this. We'll take a photo. It'll be great. And I thought, yeah, let's do this. So I got like the whole packet. I popped it in my hand and I just did it all at once. And I did the biggest sneeze in the world. It was like you could hear it from the heavens.
No, but it wasn't just one sneeze. It wouldn't stop. Like, you kept on sneezing.
Yeah.
And you were getting worse and worse, and everyone just kept pointing and laughing. And it should have made the front cover of the School Blaze on magazine. I'm actually quite angry it didn't. Or the old cookbook. You know when the schools used to bring out the cookbook every... Yes. Oh, dear.
Oh,
okay.
I think you broke me, Ben.
Oh, we need to find some middle ground here, and luckily Calypso does have us covered. It's all about Big Sound Week here on the program. It's Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram.
Radio.
And shout out to the School Blazons. Oh, yeah. Hello. Welcome to Get Serial Tuesdays with... Ben, Tom and Bram. Tom, I'm not sure, and Bram, what came over me. I just got really excited.
I got really excited too, and I was excited that you were excited, and Bram's excited too.
Yeah,
we're all excited chaps here this morning. Maybe it's the fact that Calypso just played with the track Middle Ground from the Big Sound Festival and conference that's coming up in the not-too-distant future.
Mm.
So we're going to get a little bit serious here for a second.
Get serious.
You know... I'm not one to ever make enemies in this world. I like to think that I get on with most people, but sometimes you meet someone that no matter how hard you try, you simply just can't click with them. For me personally, there was an ex-work colleague that, for whatever reason, I just couldn't get on well with him. He wouldn't give me anything to really talk about with him. You'd get one-word responses, one-word answers, and then what weirded me out is I'd see him like full-on chatting and laughing away with other people. And I thought, I must have done something. What could this have been? Mm. And when you find out that someone has a common interest as you do, for example, football, it becomes very, very easy to be like, hey, you know, the team did well over the weekend. And you just go, yeah. Tom, have you ever had a similar experience, or Bram?
Yeah. I feel like it's sort of more common for this to happen in a work environment more than anywhere else, because you're not really together well, being together socially isn't like the first priority. You're just there to like do the job, I guess. So you find yourself with lots of people who you're, I guess, forced to be around, but not necessarily interested in like talking to, or you can't click with. And I found that to be the case when I was working as well. It's just like, part of that is also because like the work is distracting as well. yeah. Well, it can be. And it's just one thing stacked on top of another. And before you know it, you'd go through an entire shift without talking to anyone.
And then you yeah. know, you clock in and you yeah. clock out.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
went, gee, that was a very yeah. social outing.
I can think of someone who I've definitely had this with, but I'm glad to say that I've been able to still maintain a relationship or friendship with this person, which has been really good. So I, too, Ben, am a bit of a peacemaker. I don't like to make enemies, but I think I can call this a bit of a frenemy situation where we had
juicy.
Something we had something a little bit go on, but we were able to make amends. So I had a creative partner that I worked with on a project for... We worked pretty closely together for about 2 to 3 years on this project. It was ongoing, but it was something that I started, and I was very generous in the way that I wanted this person to be able to have the space to have their say in their creative staple as well, because they, at the time, I feel like didn't have the confidence. They're a very confident individual now, and I applaud what they're doing. But at the time, they didn't have the goods to get to that point yet, but I think that was a pivotal paramount stone for them. But what happened, the more kind of creative control I gave him, the more it kind of lent towards his favour. And I realised that I was being a little disadvantaged in this situation. So I said to him, well, if this is how you're going to run the show and I'm not going to get my say, then I'm out. And I think that that took a little bit of a toll for me because I missed that, but I think it was good for our friendship, but it was also really good for him creatively to have that space to do what he needed to do to wear himself out, but as well.
Just as long as we don't offend you too much that you leave the show and then we're down a host. That would be horrible.
You never know.
No, well, I don't think he's going anywhere. Elish Gilligan is the name, and it's all about SMFY. Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Just stay with us. We're going to hear about Tom's dream, and it's coming up ever so soon.
90.7.
Hello, youth of Melbourne. That was Elish Gilligan with SMFY. What did you think about that track? I thought it was a total banger.
There's plenty going on.
Yeah,
in it.
Plenty going on. And she's just one of many artists that are playing at Big Sound up in Brisbane. But now it's time for
Weird Dream.
How can you be sleepy if you don't know how to have dreams?
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how to have dreams. No! No!
Dreams are a movie that live in your head.
Stop!
Every night when you sleep in your bed. You can have a dream about riding a horse.
No!
Or you can have a dream about drowning in oil.
No more
Tom,
songs.
What did you dream about last night?
The whole of Australia has woken up early to ask a simple question. What on earth did you dream about last night?
Well, I love the accentuation I put on that. But it seems like whenever I'm in a different environment, I have the weirder dreams. And the less I sleep as well, I have even weirder dreams. I crashed in my friend's place in Carnegie last night because I had worked till 10 and I was coming here, so I thought I can't make it all the way back to the hills in time to get a decent sleep. So I'll crash somewhere close by. And I was sleeping away, and I had this dream that I was at a wallpaper shop, and there were all these decadent wallpapers, and there was this very old-fashioned kind of indigo wallpaper, and I was looking very closely in at the pattern, and they had little circles on it, and I looked closely at the circles, and they were dancing chickens, and the dancing chickens started going in a circle, going buck, 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 buck. And in the middle of this circle was an eye, kind of like the Illuminati. And I looked close with the eye, and it just turned into this laboratory assistant. And he said, "What came first, the chicken or the egg? We're going to find out." And then he has his test tube, and he gives it to his other assistant. And it splashes on his eye, and his eye starts growing. And all of a sudden, we appear on a chat show, me, the laboratory assistant, and this chat show host, and they're like, "And welcome to the chat show with laboratory assistant and Tom. And we have to ask you, which came first, the chicken or the egg?" I don't know why it's such a vivid concept, but everyone was too preoccupied with this eye. It was getting bigger and bigger. And this eye got so big that it was enough to be a hot air balloon. So we got this basket and we attached it to the laboratory assistant. And I went for a hot air balloon ride with him. And we're flying over the Pacific Ocean. Oh. And we make our way to Hawaii.
Oh, nice. And of all the places you could have gone, that's a good one.
And we're on the beach at Hawaii, and it feels like time has passed for a little while. And I'm in my Hawaiian shirt, and the laboratory assistant's just still floating in the air. I've just tied him down with an anchor. He's just floating, carefree. His eye's probably a little bit red by this point. And he says, "You know, Tom, we've had a good time, but now I think it's time to go home." So we head home, we peacefully go over the ocean again, back to down under Australia. But everywhere there are these indigo chicken wallpaper men just dancing around, accumulating around us. And I just say to myself, what happened when I was gone? Why did all these wallpaper men come around? Something about this wallpaper shop and this chicken and egg situation got someone riled, and everyone just covered themselves in wallpaper and thought it was a really good idea. And then I woke up.
Did you wake up with a fright again?
Not this time. A little bit confused why there were so many wallpaper men.
There you have it, Tom. These dreams keep getting stranger every single week. Bram, your take on it?
Wallpaper chicken, man. Nothing better.
Nothing worse. Nothing better, really.
Yeah.
So, let's go to a quick track. The news, it's coming up in just a moment, but it's the chats. Let's go right here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram.
Get
out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Good morning, Melbourne and Australia and the world! If they are listening, we don't know, but if they are, welcome, greetings and salutations, ladies and gentry. Welcome to the radio of the century. You are listening to Get Serial, Sin 90.7, and what a full-packed morning we have had so far. But next, looking ahead, we've got to look towards the future. It's a brave new world. Don't get me started. We're going to play a little bit of a game and divulge into things that annoy us, peeve us off, and is the scum of the world. And then Bram will be quizzed on his topic of choice. Find more about that later. We'll be playing more big soundtracks, and we'll be thinking about our thoughts around what are we looking forward to this week.
Yep. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to the next one. She's been around for a little bit now. I've seen this name a lot lately. Gabriella Cohen. She's a bit of a music machine, at least this track is. Music machine here, Get Serial Tuesdays. Ben, Tom and Bram, I just don't quite have the enthusiasm that you did, but boy, I'm excited. Let's go.
Let's go.
Sin 90.7.
Oh my glob. That was Gabriella Cohen with Music Machine and Eliza and the Delusionals. I'm a little bit delusional because that was great. Half Empty Girl. What a double entendre we have there. Two great songs from the Big Sound playlist. And you can check out the Big Sound Conference and Festival in Brisbane from the 4th to the 7th of September. Check it out. It's worth sussing out. There's a lot of good artists there. I'm particularly looking forward to hear how the chat's going. Was very much a classic in my own right. Now, fellas, I've got a bit of an agenda change. So we're going to play a game, and this game is called Don't Get Me Started.
Okay, yep. Mm.
So the aim of the game, it's a bit of an improvised game. I'm taking a leaf out of the Innes Lloyd improv book. This was a game that they played on Friday.
Yeah.
But the aim of the game is you'll be thrown a topic at random, and you have to argue or complain about that topic for a good 30 seconds. And the winner is the person who produces the most quick-witted responses to those arguments. So an example could be Ben. It could be about doors. Explain how you don't like doors. And it always has to begin with, don't get me started.
Sure. Okay. This can be my first go then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, don't get me started on doors. The fact that some are heavier than others. The fact that I trip over them more than I probably should at my age of 22.
Awesome. That was a good practice. So cool. Blake is on the air as well.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Now, Blake, it's your job as our producer, firstly, to keep us in line with the time, but also to determine a winner.
Okay, done. Done. Perfect. Easy done.
All right. So, Tom, you're going to go up first.
Sure. Let's do it.
Here we go. Tom, pizza.
Don't get me started on pizza. All the topping goes everywhere whenever I eat it. It's sloppy. And why doesn't anyone eat a crust first? It's the way that pizza, according to Ringo Starr, on the Pizza Hut ad, was originally how it was supposed to be eaten. And nobody does it. It peeves me off. Don't get me started about pizza.
Well done, Tom. That's a great
excellent start.
First effort.
Bram. We were talking about this off mic, but Birdemic.
Oh, don't get me started on a Birdemic. It's one of the worst films that I have ever seen. The CGI in it looks like it's from another planet. It's everything about it. This one scene where they're fighting off the birds with coat hangers, and it's just really awkward to watch. Like. At the same time, it does make me kind of want to live inside the mind of this director because I'm sure there's some interesting stuff in there. But yeah, don't get me started on Birdemic. Don't even think about it.
All right, Ben, you are a driver, so roadworks in Melbourne.
Oh, don't get me started on roadworks in Melbourne. It feels like every single street near me, there's always roadworks going on. And yes, I go 40 like a normal person should, and then everyone beeps at me and gives me a dirty look as if I'm doing the wrong thing. Well, you're not going to pay my fine, are you? So there you go. I go the right speed limit. But I'm completely sick of all the fluoro vests, and it's a bit much to look at in the morning, especially when you're driving to work. And don't get me started on it, please. I don't appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome. Gentlemen, we've done well, but I think we need one more round to determine
who the victor is. I think we do, and I'm just going to throw completely random stuff at you. So, Tom, what are your thoughts on sand?
Don't get me started on sand. You have to pay $20 for a kilo per bag, and I am in the middle of designing a beach, and I have to pay $20 per bag. Think about all the sand that has to go on this beach, and there's just rocks there and stuff. So we need to fill this beach with all the sand in the world, and I've got my sandbox at home. I like to build my sand castles. I digress in that kind of thing. It's a good hobby, and I'm practicing for the sand sculpture competition next year. I've lost atrociously this year, but I am livid because of the winner, and I am going to win this year, so I need to be less... I need my sand, better quality sand, because it's all grainy and I can't do anything with it. Just don't get me started on sand.
Wow, I'll never mention sand to you again.
Yeah.
Well done, Tom. Bram, summer.
Oh, don't get me started on summer, especially in this city. There are just, like, random days where you cannot go out at all. You've got to stay inside, aircon on, clothes off, and it's still not enough. You're just stuck. You're just stuck, and there's no way that you can get any cooler because it's just so hot outside. Don't get me started on summer, man.
All right, Tom, I think this one may stump you, but ricotta cheese.
Oh.
Don't get me started on ricotta cheese, something that I don't know as much as I should about. Any cheese, it's just, I think it's a little bit fancy, a little bit over the top. And personally, I don't like it. I don't like the consistency of it. And ricotta cheese, it's just, it's horrible. I mean, I would never, ever serve that to my worst enemy, even though perhaps they might like it more than I would, which I'm sure they would. But yeah, don't get me started on ricotta cheese. That was a tough one, Blake. Boy, oh boy.
Well done. Well improvised.
It was good. Yeah, ooh, well done. Ooh.
So, Blake, there can only be one winner.
This is really tough because Tom's first rant about roadworks was really passionate him because clearly there is just a lot of roadworks around
you
him.
You mean Ben's first topic?
Yeah, sorry. Ben.
That's okay.
I don't know why I called you Tom.
We're still learning each other's names on week six of the program.
We're all in this together. It's okay.
It's been 6 weeks and I'm still just a bit tired this week.
I feel like
guys.
Tom's rant about sand was a winner.
And that's something that's just like, it's really swaying me between. And then you had a really good argument about your second one in summer. You've all had like run really good
we
one.
We had a shiny moment.
Exactly. But I think just the way as it was presented and just perceived, I think the winner's got to go to Tom.
Oh, yeah, well done, Tom. Nice work. Gee, I'll tell you, we're all winners here at Get Cereal Tuesdays.
Thank you very much. And I think all this talk about sand, I've been eating a little bit of sand recently. And
what?
I think it's given me a bit of a...
revelation?
It's given me a bit of a loose tooth. And that's the name of our next song. This is Sin 90.7.
Well, following that track, just beforehand, it's going to be Handsome with Joyride as well, joining them on the song. It's Late Night Ball Game. It's Get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Thanks again for joining us.
Scene 90.7.
So much on the program here, and you are with us on Get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram, Scene 90.7. A couple of songs to really just make your morning even better. Handsome and Joyride with Late Night Ball Game, and Loose Tooth with the track Keep On. Well, we've got to keep on shining here for the next half an hour.
We are indeed.
One of the themes of Big Sound is certainly just so much Australian music, so why not listen to The Hoist, which is on Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Sin 90.7, showcasing the newest Australian music. It's a fantastic way to discover homegrown artists that perhaps maybe we probably should already know about, but it's always good to learn more. And all plenty of interviews and heaps of Australian music culture discussions as well. So as those songs were playing, I have put on one of these scarves, and it's just weird, in my opinion. It feels like it's choking me. I've put it on too tight.
It feels like a new haircut,
maybe,
doesn't it?
Maybe loosen it a little bit.
Maybe I have to. It reminds me of when I used to wear ties at high school. Not by choice, we had to. And I'd always like do them overly tight. And then when I would take off the tie at the end of the day, I'd feel very relieved and I could breathe a little bit better. Yeah, it was probably on a little tight.
So, I don't...
Oh, you go.
I don't know. I feel like... With how you're describing it right now, it's kind of like a new haircut. The first couple of days, it would feel really, really weird, but then it just feels like it becomes a part of you.
Yeah, especially with the way I leave my hair, because it's one extreme to the other.
See, I, with my scarf tightness, I always like to leave a little bit of breathing space room, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But as you put on my scarf, Ben, which I kindly lent to you, I felt a little bit
naked. You just put yourself over there. You said you kindly lent it to me.
I did. So I felt a little bit naked. So Bram has kindly loaned his scarf for the next few minutes.
Yeah.
And it's very, very snug. I'm feeling very warm.
We're swapping scarves left and right here on the program. Man, so many colours. I can't keep up with it. One thing, though, we do need to keep up with is the news headlines, and we're going to head to those now with April. April, thanks very much for those headlines. Just transitioning a little bit, is scarves anything you ever wear?
When I was younger, I didn't used to be much of a scarf person, but in my last few years of high school, I just found it was getting so cold in winter, and I got this scarf, and it was a bit of a different one. It wasn't a like knitted one. It was a different material, and it was one of the loop ones where it doesn't have ends. and I used to wrap that around my neck, and it'd be so thick, and it would there'd be no gaps on my neck, and I was so much warmer. Yeah. And so I'm definitely converted to the scarf life.
We're converting people one by one here. this is crazy stuff. It's a bit of a sweater curse almost. And that's the track we're going to play because they can't see you anymore. But we're going to hear them, but we can't see them because we're on radio. But we're going to play them. Get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Sin 90.7. Get Cereal Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Sin 90.7. We've arrived at the third week of the quiz. Now, just to catch everybody up, I'll have a specialist topic. And each week we're put in the quiz hot seat and we have to answer 10 questions to the best of our ability. The track you just heard before then was Sweater Curse as well. Can't See You No More. Excellent song. Mm. So let's get to this quiz. It's quiz time.
Doctor Who.
Metallica.
Adult Swim.
WWE.
Steam Train.
BoJack Horseman.
The Simpsons. So, Bram, just to catch you up to speed.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, how are you?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Doing well, man.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Maybe.
Fantastic. So, week one, it was Tom in the quiz hot seat, and he scored 8 out of 10 with Thomas and Friends. Mm. I was then in there for the Metallica one as well, and I scored 7. And, Bram, you're going to try to beat that. So, let's go through our quiz buzzers here today for a right answer. Oof. And for a wrong answer. Okay, Tom, let's kick us off.
All right. Are you ready?
Maybe.
Are you spaghetti?
Even if I'm not ready, we've got to do it.
Okay. Question one. In which US state did the Safety Brothers grow up in and filming most of their films?
New York.
That is correct. Question two. In 2007, partners Spade and co-founder Andy Spade commissioned Josh Safety to create a short film to promote which band?
Oh, that's a toughie.
Or which brand?
Oh, brand.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to take a stab in the dark with this one, actually.
Five seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
The answer to that one was Katie Spade Handbags.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Question three. While at Boston University, the Safety Brothers teamed up with Alex Kalman to create what?
Tough questions.
Yeah, these are pretty tough questions.
Blake is quite knowledgeable.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
I feel like I really should have brushed up on my knowledge before this quiz, too.
Red Bucket Films. Question four. The Safety Brothers' second feature film, Daddy Long Legs, that must be me, was premiered at the director's fortnight at Cannes in 2009 under what alternative title?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I really did need to brush up my knowledge for this quiz before actually stepping into it.
That's why we should never sleep on it.
No, don't sleep on it. Unless you've got to be up at 4 a.m.
It's all right. We're going to have to get an answer.
Oh. I'm going to pass on this one.
That was Go Get Some Rosemary. Question five. Which popular YouTube star was a producer on their 2009 film Daddy Long Legs?
Oh. Okay, YouTube producer. Oh. Oh, God.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh.
Goodness.
I'm sort of... Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, the producers said no. Now, Blake, we're going to need you to find the answer to this next question coming up because...
The answer to that one was Casey Neistat.
Oh, wow, okay.
That is correct. Now, for question six, in their 2017 film Good Time, which punk legend was a part of the soundtrack with the song The Pure and the Damned? The thing is do you know that question?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I do. It's Iggy Pop.
It's Iggy Pop. It's Iggy Pop.
Yeah. See, like, I'm far more familiar with, like, their two most recent films.
Ah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Question seven. As of April, who is set to replace Jonah Hill as the lead in the upcoming film Uncut Gems?
Oh, I think I know this one. Adam Sandler?
Hey, correct. Adam Sandler, he's got it.
No, this film is really weird because I was actually looking at, like, the cast for it, and they've got Adam Sandler and A$AP Ferg is also in this film.
Oh, wow.
And I think Martin Scorsese is producing this film as well. Yeah. It's just the weirdest combination of people, but I'm, like, kind of pumped to see how it'll turn out.
Their 2015 film, Heaven Knows What, is based on what book written by lead actress Arielle Holmes? Shout out to our producer, Blake, for coming up with some very tricky questions here this morning.
Something in New York. Love and Fear in New York.
Oh, it's pretty close. It's Mad Love in New York City. Oof. Question nine. Besides making films, the Safdie brothers teamed up with Dark Matters to create what condiment? I'm thinking we've broken Bran on this quiz this morning. The clock is ticking. Ticking, ticking, ticking.
Jesus Christ, Blake. What have you done? what condiment?
I'm running out of time.
All right, we're giving you 10 more seconds.
What?
the answer is peach habanero hot sauce. Well, there you go. I'll be good. And finally, for the 2017 film Good Time, how did Robert Pattinson get in contact with the Safdie brothers to get the lead as Connie Nickus?
Safdie brothers.
Thank you.
How did he get in contact? Because the thing is, the Safdie brothers are known for getting their, like, cast in the weirdest way, so... Like, the only way I can sort of picture it in my mind, and I'm taking a stab in the dark here, is Robert Pattinson seeing some sort of poster for New York City, or the Safdie brothers, like, seeing him and thinking, hey.
It would have been good if it was as exciting as that. Simply, Robert Pattinson just sent them an email asking if he could be in the film, and that was history.
Oh, trick question!
It was a trick question.
Just to interrupt on that one. I was reading up on that... excuse me, particular thing, and he actually sent him, like, a crazy email. Apparently he was desperate. According to reports, he was actually desperate to get onto that.
Oh, yeah.
He was just begging and pleading.
Like, the reason why I was thinking the way that I was is because, actually, for Heaven Knows What, the lead actor for that, Arielle Holmes, the way that they sort of spotted her was she was working as a jeweler's intern at that time, and they spotted her on the street and thought that she'd have an interesting story, and they actually got her to write the book, like the biography that the book is like the film is based on. So they're good people.
So Bram, you scored 4 out of 10 on that quiz.
Well, it was a good effort. They were pretty tricky questions, I have to say.
They were quite tricky, so kudos to you for giving it a red-hot go.
And kudos to Blake for breaking me.
it was a very, very tough one. What I don't know, that's what Bram's asking himself at the moment. What I don't know about the Safdie brothers, but Rachel Famine played a track as well. Aptly titled, What I Don't Know, and we're going to play it now. She's a big sound as well. Surprise! Get Serial Tuesdays, Ben, Tom and Bram.
Scene 90.7.
Yes, that's correct, ladies and gentlemen. You're joining us here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Gentlemen, we're almost at the end of the show again.
This keeps
happening. It's almost like the minutes and the seconds and stuff, you know. It's almost like we're timed.
It's a bit of
these programs.
It's a bit of a time flight.
Don't you start. Now, we have to mention the fact that there's always something to look forward to throughout the week. Now, there's been a lot of mystery posters going around everywhere about this Good Things Festival. What is this Good Things Festival? It turns out it's going to be like another punk metal and rock festival, and the lineup announcement is on Thursday, so I'm very keen to see what they produce there. And also, I'm going to catch Lanx on Sunday night at the Northcote Social with Essie Holt as well. Tom, what are you up to?
Well, Ben, I am going to be washing a lot of sneaky dishes, but I'm also planning a podcast, which is going to be lots of fun as well, so watch this space. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, creatively getting my juices flowing again. I think I've been quite inspired recently by a lot of things. So I'm going to let that go all out, and that's going to be taking up a lot of my headspace.
And, Bram, before we come back to the show again next week, what's on your mind?
I've got a few things that are on this week, actually. So on Saturday, I've got a friend playing a set at Hugs and Kisses. So I'm going to be going there on Saturday. And it's my brother's birthday on Sunday, so I'm going to be visiting and spending some time with him and having a good old barbecue.
Ooh, sounds like very nice. Yeah. Nice time.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention something very cool that I'm doing on the weekend. I don't know if I've brought this to the show before. I think I have. But I volunteer at Puffin Billy about once or twice a month.
You've mentioned this.
So I'm working there on Saturday. I'm the guard of the train, so you will see me blowing the whistles and waving the flags, going for a good old ride on Puffin Billy.
Oh, perfect. You can catch Tom helping out at Puffin Billy throughout the weekend. Finally, to wrap up this massive 3-hour show celebrating all things Big Sound, we've got a band from Melbourne. They're called Wind Waker. New Infinite, and stay tuned because April's got you covered with all things news at 9 o'clock.
See you next week.
Bye bye.
Keep it real.
Bye for now.
Love ya.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.